We have issues and we need to talk. Silly James left his LMP can in here and while the news was going on. And so old Garbage Guts came in and had a couple of big sips, didn't he?
You know, it does feel a lot emptier than when I last left it.
I know what's happened.
Oh, for God's sake. Look at that. That's his lying face right there, James. See it?
I knew I hadn't drunk that much.
Hey? Trying to shift the blame. Oh, please.
Should I put the darts video up again?
Oh.
So a man cheats once in his life. Oops, hang on. Didn't we all say no yesterday? A man cheats at darts once in his life, and all of a sudden he gets tagged with that for the rest of it, does he?
Yes. Only one of us on video that's cheated, Martin.
I'll tell you what, there's a camera here. You can go back and look at the footage, mate.
We have
We need to talk.
Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website out of Wellington joins us. Graham, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
We won't talk about the thing that we won't talk about, which is happening this weekend, which you and me aren't going to talk about, are we?
No, we're steering well clear of that.
Yes, we have issues, ladies and gentlemen, and they include. I just don't even want to go near it.
We need to talk.
We have issues. We have Mitch sleeping with wads, a little bit on KP and the National Vegetable. James Wheeler from our Sports IT department joins us as well. Graham, Mitch. Now, look, just, you know, take the, you know, the sort of the blinkers off everybody for a second. And think about it. Is there a possibility of him returning? And is there a place for him? And, you know, when the Blues are actually looking and looking around, trying to find somebody at the moment, would that be such a bad idea, Graham?
Why not? And I think you should go the whole hog and have that dream team of Mitch and Robbie Deans back together.
Brilliant. Now,
Deans is looking for a bit of work too, remember?
Well, you see, this is the thing. Now, Robbie Deans has been tainted, of course, because of the Wallaby experience as well. And everyone looks at Mitch and Deans were in charge in 03. They're not the only people that had cocked up a World Cup coaching at James. Graham Henry got out of jail, didn't he, after Cardiff? He got out of jail and had another chance.
Well, the extra 4 years definitely redeemed him in terms of what he was able to do. Yeah, I was looking up John Mitchell just before I came in here because I was wondering what he's been up to lately, and he hasn't done much in the last couple of years in terms of coaching, right? Yeah. So he's out there, he's probably looking for something, and look, I mean, the Blues present a unique opportunity to maybe rebuild a team that people have so many high expectations for, and in the last little while, they haven't been met. So, look, he's a big name, he's done it, you know, at kind of top level as well. I don't know.
Haven't we heard this from the Blues? Wasn't that big rebuilding thing meant to happen before the last big rebuild?
It's always happening, isn't it? I think they're there to entertain us as much as anything. But, I mean, I hope that if Mitch does get the job, that he still uses the word journey.
Oh, look, and he wants a rectangular field, mate.
Critical for the future of Super 14 rugby in Western Australia and also for the performance of our team that we play in a proper rectangular stadium.
Brilliant. Now, Graham, I don't know about you, but there's a set of goalposts up one end and one up the other end. They've got to tell Todd Blackadder this. The idea is you go towards the goalposts as well. Sometimes you've got to simplify things.
You don't go side to side.
Well, sometimes, James, you've got to spell these things out because it's obvious that they've missed it.
Right, yeah, and he said Super 14 in that clip, so when he comes back, will it be Super 18? I mean, that'll just show how far it's come.
I'll tell you what, by the time Mitch comes back, Graham, it'll be Super 37, won't it?
Well, it's all about the journey. Is Eden Park rectangular enough, though? That's my question.
North Harbour is, but that's not a part of the Blues, is it?
We need to talk.
All right. Sleeping with Brian Waddle. And I'm happy, as a 43-year-old man, Graham, to put my hand up and say, next week I want to sleep with Brian for 5 nights.
And it's not just Brian, too. It's an orgy. You're sleeping with Jonathan and whoever else.
Jeremy, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be a bit of Jeremy, won't there?
I know they're Catholic Marist brothers turning in their grave at the moment with me saying this about the Holy Bible and the First Testament, the Old Testament that I absolutely adhere to. But James, is something...
The old transistor radio under the pillow, there is nothing like it.
And Graham, do you believe that you've actually trained yourself to somehow detect when something happens, that you can wake up?
You bet. I mean, after all these years of practice, you do wake up every time a wicket falls.
Have you ever done it with a girl in bed? They were listening to the cricket.
Yes.
And?
Oh, it can be slightly controversial.
I tell you what, James, if this is your first date and you're getting a first sleepover happening next Thursday, don't bring Brian into bed, okay?
No. Look, we love Brian, Lord Brian Waddle, but, you know, you got to, you know, it's priorities.
Well, there's a time and a place.
Totally, yeah, and there's two tests. So you got the one after, and day 2, 3, 4, 5, I mean, you can pick a day and listen to him then.
Isn't this wonderful, though, Graham, because it's for those of us who grew up like this, listening to cricket from overseas, especially these England tours and that, there's just something, I don't know, something kind of soothing. It keeps you company during the night. It's also, you only have to wake up and hear a set of numbers, don't you, a 302 for 4, and then you're back to sleep.
Do. Yeah, I mean, I think the normal way is to watch the first session and then go to bed and listen to it after that. And then you know that when the shipping news comes on, it's probably about stunts.
There you go. Absolutely brilliant. Look, it's old school. It's the way that we used to do it. I mean, these days you can have your TV going on in the background, but I kind of find that flickering screen is a bit distracting, unless you've got a video playing. Sorry?
Well, and of course you can watch it on your phone these days.
Well, you can and do that on your phone. As a young man in his 20s, James, does this apply? Listening on the old radio, the wireless?
Look, I love it. Yeah, I'm with Graham on this one. You know,
or download the app and listen, yeah.
There's that old school thing about just listening to, you know, overnight cricket, and we haven't had that in a while, and the fact that Radio Sport's going to be doing this is awesome, and I think a lot of fans are going to love this instead of Fox Sports. I mean, I love Fox Sports, but this is the Black Caps in England at Lords, mm-hmm. which is well up the list of priorities for me. So, yeah, look, it's going to be fantastic, and let's bring it on.
Great New Zealand crew of commentators. All right.
We need to talk.
KP then, James, Kevin Peterson, and we did put this, and we'll play it again, we did put this to both the cricketers that Marty Guptill was on the Cruggo's Wild Breakfast this morning, and we spoke to Matt Henry. They aren't going to answer about this. I like the fact that it's going on because it's a big distraction, but I'm also, you know, Piers Morgan can say what he likes. Look, they don't want him. It's as simple as that. And if they don't want him, you can whine as much as you want, but in the end, you're just a moaner, aren't you?
This is a tough one. 355 not out has to mean something.
No. It's county cricket, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, he came back to county cricket to try and get a chance again.
Mate, he has never played a whole season for them. And he's caught a plane back to the IPL now.
He is on his way,
stuff,
yeah.
Mate, you know? What, he scored 355, then he catches another plane.
I do think it's funny.
The guy's a mercenary, mate. I mean, a dickhead.
England are on the slide in tests, you know, and they need their best lineup out there, and KP is one of their best players. I just think that, you know, this whole Strauss thing with KP, they probably need to bury it, but I know it's gone past that. I don't think they can. But, yeah, the Strauss in this new director role interests me because he does have that history with KP, and I wonder if there's a conflict there.
Graham, you know, as well as anyone else, when it comes to sports teams, that the politics and the emotions and the relationships are as much a part of it as anything, aren't they?
Absolutely. This is a great story, by the way, because it's just keeping on giving, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, every day there's a new accusation something comes out that just sort of feeds it and it keeps on going. But what sort of interests me is that people seem to be wanting to take a side in the argument, that, you know, that they really feel sorry for KP and he's got to be back in the team, or that, you know, KP should never play for England again. But in an issue like that, it's perfectly feasible for both sides to be in the wrong.
Yep, or the right.
Really, neither of these sides are in the right. They're both in the wrong. KP is a pretty nasty individual, isn't he? You know, it's all about him. He did send those text messages to South African players 3 years ago undermining Strauss. I mean, you know, that's...
Hey, mate, and then all of a sudden, look, it's like the guy on the tube who, remember, about a month ago elbowed this guy out of the way as he got on the tube and told him to F off, and then about 2 hours later he was sitting in the guy's office as he's being interviewed for a new job. Yeah. I'm sorry, but if this is the case, you know, you've done the text messaging, then you write all about it in your book, Graham. And then as soon as he gets the word that he's not wanted, then he writes another column in the paper yesterday moaning about it.
Yeah, he went from X Factor to Y Factor, and it's all about him. Having said that, though, the ECB don't come out of this well either. You know, saying that if he was to have a chance to be picked for England again, he had to come back and play county cricket, give up on IPL.
Hey, no,
did they? And he does that, and then they change the rules.
Yeah, but did they, or did Peter Moore just say that? Did the ECB say that? I mean, give me some proof that they actually said that. There's never a guarantee, James.
Yeah, well, and that's also part of the problem, and the ECB seem to have so many spokesmen and so many roles, and they're changing the whole time. But I think if you appoint Strauss to the position he's just been appointed by, you could pretty much say that KP won't play again.
Well, this is, James, and this is the whole point, is that the reason, and I reckon part of the reason is that, you know, it's not the reason why Strauss was appointed, but whoever appointed him knew that this would shut the door on Peterson as well and end that, because there's no way Strauss is going to let him back.
No, there's no way. I mean, considering how far back they go and, you know, Strauss and the captaincy and all that, but in terms of, yeah, I just find this refreshing that, you know, New Zealand's going to go over to Lords and the story is going to be about how, you know, the England team are kind of on the down, New Zealand's on the rise, you know, in the new test rankings, world number three, and there's all this stuff, you know, Peter Moores and KP, all the story is going to be around them and kind of
Don't be con, mate. This could be a smokescreen, Graham. I'll tell you what, they win the toss with a new ball, and Broad and Ando come and swing, and, mate, we could be 65 for six at lunch.
And it's a great sky in London, and it's sloping down the hill.
And none of our players, Graham, I mean, how many of our players come from the IPL have got any cricket other than that before they play a test? So the first thing, what, they're swinging?
Yeah, that's right. And this jute ball is quite different from what we've been playing with in India. Yeah, it is a bit of a tricky build, but this is good in that it takes the focus off us and onto them. And another thing about KP is he said, you know, he really wanted to be picked for the Ashes. Well, how about these two tests, you numpty?
Yeah, look, and tell you what, though, as soon as you start talking about the Duke ball and it's red and it's swinging, I don't know.
I am excited to see.
All of a sudden, it's just. I don't know, Graham. There's an element to it, isn't there? I don't know. I mean, people get excited about all kinds of different things. You know, I get new to watch United play. I mean, then a Duke ball, a red cherry, swinging at Lords. Tell me what's better than that.
The slope, the nursery end, the pavilion end, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, look, and smacking young waiters' bottoms with their suspenders on and her knickers in the long room.
Bacon and egg ties. All
Go
of that.
On, mate. You love it.
We need to talk.
National Vegetable, James. I've nominated Guy Havelt with his performance on Friday night for the cage dancing at our ratings party.
Yeah.
And obviously, Ooh-Ah, Orange Kumara.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm on board with that.
You got another one?
National Vegetable? Nah. I mean, surely it's got to be
Peter Dunn would be one, wouldn't he?
Oh, come on, mate.
That's fair, mate. Isn't it? Graham?
You've been nominated a few times on the
Post. Of course
page.
I am, but I'd be actually the national fruit. But Graham,
Yeah, exactly.
A national vegetable?
Yeah. Beetroot. Absolutely got to be beetroot. Because what made the kiwi burger?
Yeah, beetroot. I think the Russians have got a mortgage on that because they make borscht, beetroot soup. Have you ever had that?
No.
When I was a lesbian in Wellington, mate, when I was a Cuba Street lesbian, I used to make borscht.
Yeah, I bet you did.
It was very good for menstrual cramp. Did you know that?
And then supped at Narrow Valley.
Oh, we need to talk.
See, this is the whole thing, isn't it? Your old self comes back to haunt you, doesn't it?